My name is Christian Zadek, and I started following Jesus in 1997. Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today. So my mom had just remarried, and we moved to a different side of town, which meant a new school and a new church. The church was more charismatic than I had been used to, and to be honest, I didn't love it. I'd grown up in church and Sunday school, and I even went to a Christian middle school and high school, so I knew all the stories about Jesus, and I wanted to be a good person. I went forward to altar calls many times. There's a church culture around altar calls. The leader of the congregation asks if anyone wants to come forward and follow Jesus. And it can be inspiring, but it can also be really guilt-inducing. I went forward a lot of times, but I'm not sure it brought me any closer to Jesus. But when I was 16, I had to attend a Sunday evening prayer service at this new church, this place that I didn't quite feel comfortable. I was sitting alone in a pew off to the side by myself, trying to focus on God. And that's the first time that I felt the tangible presence of the Holy Spirit. I heard a voice, not an audible voice, but in my mind, and it just posed a simple question. Do you believe? You know, I didn't need to hear the gospel again. I'd heard it many times, and I'd prayed to receive Jesus many times. Two things were different, though, about this moment. First, I wasn't assenting to some gospel bullet points. I was assenting to the whole thing. Do you believe these stories about me? And secondly, I wasn't being led through it by some well-meaning VBS volunteer. I was talking to God himself. Did I believe all these stories about Jesus? That he was God incarnate? That he had given up his life so I could find life in him? That I had been created with intention? I found that the answer to these questions was, yes, I believe. Then the Holy Spirit said, well, shouldn't that mean something to you? If these stories I'd heard about Jesus for my whole life were true, if God was real, and I was pretty sure he was real because he was talking to me, and if Jesus had lived and died and been raised again to new life, didn't that mean something? Yes, that meant something. There was a deep meaning in it and purpose. So I found, in that moment, as I sat in that pew, there's something deeply true. If I believed all these things, and I did, then my life ought to reflect that belief. It ought to change everything. It was like it was suddenly the most important thing that I could know. So shortly after that experience, I signed up to go on my first short-term mission trip. And then I was preparing for college and what I was going to study. I made the decision to follow Jesus right at the cusp of those other important decisions. So my commitment to follow him influenced what I studied and what I wanted to do for work. And it would go on to influence who I married and where we would choose to live and what we were going to do with our lives. You know, you make one decision and then another and then another. And hopefully you're moving closer and closer to God with each step. It's like we're going deeper in our understanding of who he is and who he has made us to be. We're building something unique with our lives. And that unique thing brings glory to the one who made us. Yeah, my faith has brought me through a lot of challenges. Whenever I've taken big steps to follow Jesus, like moving overseas, the Holy Spirit has faithfully ministered to me, just reminding me that it's worth it to spend my life for him. And I still think that's true. What does it mean to me to follow Jesus today? You know, when I committed to follow Jesus, to seek him first above all other things, I was young. I didn't have a career. It was before I got married, before I had kids. I've got a lot more to lose now than I did when I was 16 years old. I don't regret the decision and when I made it. I think it led to a very interesting adolescence, actually. You know, our faith is always evolving, or at least it should be, I think. The more that we learn about God, the more there is to learn. Sometimes I've believed things or understood things about God in ways that I don't cling to anymore. And honestly, I think that's what's supposed to happen. I think life and growth requires change. If you're not changing, I don't think, you know, it's alive. Today, I don't think of my faith as like battle lines that I draw around issues or ideas and that I have to hold at all costs. I may have seen it that way at one time. Now I see it like an invitation to deeper understanding, deeper revelation. And yeah, I still bring my decisions before God. He hasn't led me astray yet. Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.